right, so if you didn't hear it yesterday, I want to play something for you real quickly before Congressman Tim Walberg joins me here on the program. Because the funny part of it is over. All right, the funny part of it, there's no humor here anymore. When you get to this point of being serious, I want to play Bite 8 from President Joe Gump from yesterday. Listen to this, Bite 8.
I was saying to a couple of younger members of my staff before I came over, but the many times I've been to Israel, I said, not all of a sudden I realized, God, you're getting old, Biden. I have known every prime minister well since Golda Meir, including Golda Meir. And during the Six-Day War, I had an opportunity to, she invited me to come over because I was going to be the liaison between she and the Egyptians about the Suez and so on and so forth.
No. No, she didn't pick up the phone during the Six-Day War. Hey, college boy. He was at Syracuse Law School at the time, a junior, I believe, where he was caught plagiarizing. Some things haven't changed. Congressman Tim Walberg with me now. Congressman, good to have you. And I bring that to your attention, Congressman, quite obviously, because, listen, he's out there talking about he was a liaison as a college kid in the Six-Day War. I don't know if he believes this or if it's just made up. Either way, it's frightening. He's driving an 18-wheeler, apparently. He keeps talking about that. All of these things that he claims that never happened. And this is the guy with the nuclear football in tow. I mean, I'm sorry, but I find this frightening.
Well, good morning, and I do too. But elections have consequences, and we have this now with a president who is totally unfit for the position. Everything's melting down. Anything he has offered so far as agenda and strategy is failing. We see it in the inflation. You have the national media trying to discount that and say, well, it's just a period of time coming as a result of the pandemic, and it's going to get better. And we hear Jerome Powell this past week admitting the fact that no, inflation is going to continue, and why. They're unwilling to admit the fact that it's just bad policy. And the only thing that is keeping us from total meltdown is the fact that Trump's policies worked. And many of them are still in place, even though the Democrats are trying to do away with that. It is a challenging time, and a president who doesn't seem to understand that he's not fit for the office and is continuing to make statements like that that just makes not only him but America a laughingstock to a lot of people around the world.
Right. He, you know, this is the guy that's on the world stage who has the phone next to him. If Russia goes into Ukraine, if China goes into Taiwan, if any other big thing happens, here's the guy who can barely, he can't function without a teleprompter. The new book, Laptop from Hell, has emails between Dr. Keith Abloh and Hunter Biden joking about Joe Biden's dementia back in 2019 and joking about it, but talking about it because it's real. You can read the emails. Yeah, they're joking about it, but it's not like it's not real. And so everybody knew this. Everybody yeah. on Joe Biden's team knew this, and they allowed a guy that has dementia issues become the commander in chief. But I don't know what we can do about it.
Well, right now we have to do the things that we can do, and hopefully the Senate will be a buffer in the process of holding back some of the agenda that the Democrats have. They'll use every legal opportunity to try to get around and to try to do things in other ways as well. But even what we've been doing this week relative to the continuing resolution, while they were messing around trying to get the Build Back Broke plan through the House, they forgot the fact that we have a budget issue that's coming up and unwilling to really look at seriously, not allowing any type of efforts by Republicans because the Republicans weren't even brought to the table until late yesterday.
Right.
And now we continue on with a system that is just stopgap. We give no certainty to our military. We give no certainty to the programs that we have, and we certainly aren't willing to do any type of prioritizing and cutting We're just talking about continued spending,
right?
That's melting the United States down. And I wish I had the ability to show you the picture of what's in front of me here, of trade that's going on. Countries who share trade with the United States back in 2000, the majority of the world on this map, the United States was the major number one trade partner with them. 2020, you look at it now, the majority of the world is just trading with China. That's something that this president doesn't get, and his recent tete-a-tete
in fairness, I don't know what he gets, I don't know what he gets. That's the problem. That's the concerning part. Now, the Democrats get it, because I want to shift just a little bit in this conversation. What is it? 19 Democrats now not running for re-election in 2022. They know that the red team is going to win big. In large part because people don't have any confidence in this president, right?
They don't. They don't, and they know that it's bound for disaster for the Democrats this next election if things keep going the way it is. And you know, when you see not simply Democrats that are retiring, announcing their retirement, but you see committee chairmen and women that are announcing their retirement, you know that the writing is on the wall. But then, Steve, let me say this clearly. Because I want to be part of this. But when we get that opportunity, and the president will still be Biden at that time, but nonetheless, we have to show a courage amongst Republicans to stand up and even take the same slings and arrows and potential loss of re-election that the Democrats have shown in passing garbage in the last several weeks. They were willing to take the loss to just get their programs through. We have to be willing to take potential losses to the polls by doing away with some of the garbage that's been put in.
Agreed.
Over the years. And,
I agree with that.
Programs that have to be done away with that are all good sounding, but are totally melting this country down and its strength. Yeah. So that's something that you and I will be talking about, I hope. Elections may have their own decisions, but I hope we're talking about Republicans standing up and saying,
the
opportunity.
Yeah, it's about time, because it's not just about Republicans. It's about Republicans that don't vote with the Democrats on terrible ideas. I mean, if 10 Republicans don't go with the Democrats, we don't get this garbage bill that went through here a couple of weeks ago. We've got to stop having damaging people. Well, I'm glad that Kinzinger and some of the feckless Republicans are headed for the exit. That's what we need. I'm sorry to say, but he needs to go, and so do a few others, including at least one of your colleagues in Michigan needs to go, maybe two. They just need to go. Anyhow, so yes, we'll talk about it. I'll give you the last word. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, we're coming to Christmas season. It's a great time. There are challenges, but I would hope that the joy that we as Christians remember about what this first Christmas did, I hope it translates to Americans accepting the fact we don't have to live in fear. We have to move forward. And this new pandemic issue cannot be brought back into a situation that tears us down. We have to step forward. We have to adapt. We have to innovate and move on. And I think the joy of Christmas ought to promote us as Americans to step up and say it's ended. We are moving on with a new life, getting back to what America's all about.
Merry Christmas, Congressman.
To you as well. Merry Christmas.
There you go. Because I'll say it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.